And so these great mystics and masters in the East will say, who are you? Want to know the most important question in the world? You think it is, who is Jesus Christ? Wrong. You think it is, does God exist? Wrong. You think it is there a life after death? Wrong. You know, it's a funny thing. Nobody seems to be grappling with the problem of, is there a life before death? No one. And my experience has been that it's precisely the ones who don't know what to do with this life who are all bothered about what they're going to do with another life. Really. That's one sign that you're awakened. You don't give a damn what's going to happen in the next life. You're not bothered about it. You don't care. You just don't care. Not interested. Period. Somebody talked about eternal life a little while ago, the gentleman there. You know what eternal life is? Whatever that is. You think it's everlasting life. But your own theologians will tell you that that's crazy. Because everlasting is still within time. It's time perduring forever. You got it all wrong. Eternal means timeless. No time. Whatever that means, because the human mind cannot understand that. The human mind can understand time and can deny time. But what timeless means is beyond our comprehension.
Except we have hints of it, don't we?
And the mystics tell us that it's right now. How's that for good news? It's right now. People get so distressed when I tell them, forget your past. So proud of your past. You're crazy. Remember? I'm an ass, you're an ass. You're crazy. What are you proud of? You're so ashamed of your past. You're crazy. Drop it. But mustn't I weep for my sins? That's past. It's dead. Drop it. Get into now. See your great religious distraction from waking up. Weep for your sins. Repent. Wake up, that's what repent means. Wake up. Understand. Stop all your crying.